They are planning to protest because, one, they are accusing the junta of managing the transition on their own without wanting to involve them. And they're also accusing the junta of carrying a witch hunt against many opposition leaders, many of whom have fled the country and are now living in self-imposed exile because, according to their supporters, they say the junta want to use the Guinean justice to clamp on them.
Karim, let me ask you, the military junta has banned protest. How does the FNDC want to do the protest if there's a ban on protest?
Well, they say they are not going to succumb to that ban because they say the Guinean constitution gives them the right to demonstrate. So therefore, they are going to protest. And even this is why they've called on Guineans to come out today massively to join the protest, to show to the junta that the population is with the opposition, not with the military junta. So therefore, they do not have the right to manage the transition alone and on their own without consulting Guineans.
So, Karim, it's been over a year since the military took over. What is the situation like in Guinea?
Yeah, the situation is very difficult, very hard. Life is very hard for ordinary Guineans. There is economic crisis. Prices of basic food items is just them hiking on a daily basis. The employment also is a problem. And this is why even the Guineans, they are disappointed in the junta because for them, they thought the junta would bring more them. They supported the coup widely, but now they say, I did not know President Alpha Conde would have remained to continue and his term of office because the junta, the promises they came with, now they have really diverted the attention from those promises they took to Guineans that Guineans, and you can see it visibly on the faces of Guineans that they are disappointed in the junta. And many have expressed this verbally to say, look, we regret even the departure of the former government because these international institutions, these donors, they are holding back their financial projects in Guinea. Most of them, not many, not all, but many of them, these big companies. So and money is not flowing at all, and offices, things are not working rightly for ordinary Guineans at all.
You mentioned political parties. Where are all the political leaders? I talked the other day with a member of the opposition, Faya Milimuno. What happened to Seliu Dalein Diallo? Is he in the country?
Well, Seliu Dalein Diallo is out of the country. He's now on self-imposed exile somewhere around in the sub-region. And also we have another one called Sidya Touré, who is also in exile and also in the sub-region. People are saying that even the junta is saying that they've committed some economic dishonesty. So they say they should pay for that. And because of that, these guys are afraid and they don't want to return to the country for the time being.
Karim, thank you so much. A pleasure talking with you on Daybreak Africa.
Thank you very much, and thank you.